You might as well go ahead and do the intro and just tell me when it's ready to talk.
All right, so
here comes the intro. Welcome, all you geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. Masonic Vader here. Welcome everybody back. That's on the cast. We took a week off. It was craziness, and we are back though. Here hosting the All Nerd News podcast. This is season 4, episode 36. I am your host, Masonic Vader. We really thank you guys for coming back and seeing us tonight. Like I said, we had to take a week off, but we're back and ready to go. We got a great show tonight. Of course, how we start every show is we're gonna tell you who's all here by getting our geek out, geek on, and introducing ourselves. So, you want to hit the button on that, fearless producer? I can see it on the screen. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. First of all, let's start off with Bearded Master. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. It's been a rough week, but hey, after long weeks of work and Labor Day sale, had the last few days off, so I'm well rested. Missed y'all, back and ready to have a good time.
Hey, so what you been geeking out on?
Not much, actually. I would say football's back, baseball's been going heavy, so I've been watching a lot of that. Wrestling's been happening with some events this week. I did start a new show that was out for a couple seasons called Bless This Mess with Lake Bell and Dax Shepard. And I found out that they canceled it after this last season, so that was a waste of time. But it's actually a pretty solid show. So if you have some time, you know, it's like 24 episodes, 26 episodes, really quick, you know, comedic sitcom. Not too bad. It's nice something to get away from the things you are binge watching with multiple seasons, just to have a nice laugh here and there, put it on background and kind of, you know, refresh that palate before the next one.
Awesome. Sounds good. Yeah, I vaguely remember that show when you mentioned that. I don't think I ever watched it, though. But that, and fortunately, that's how it always goes. Too, you start binging, all of a sudden you find out they cancel it. Yeah, go figure.
It's on my list. I love both of those actors, and of course, I listen to Dax Shepard's podcast as well.
I mean, not only that, but then like Ed Begley Jr. is on it. Pam Grier's on it. James Almost makes an appearance, but David Koechner is on it. So it's a fantastic cast. It's a good comedy show to watch.
Nice, thank you, sir, very much. All right, and since you just heard him, we might as well hear from him. Mr. I.C. Zorro, how you doing, sir? What you been geeking out on?
Fantastic. I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, which is laughably small. You know, apologies if anybody lives in Des Moines. I've been geeking out on three main things, all of which I did link on the Malice Court page. One, I got a good buddy who his band just dropped their first EP. They've been working on it for years. It's only three songs. It's free on Spotify. They are called Sonescape, I believe. I don't know. I've never heard it pronounced out loud, but it's like kind of hard metal, slightly screamo, double bass. Like, think Avenged Sevenfold, but a little bit more screamy. Really solid guitar work. Second thing that I've been geeking out on, I just finished watching the series right before we started recording. I friggin' loved it. It was amazing. It's called Teenage Bounty Hunters. It's on Netflix. It sounds stupid and ridiculous, but it is brilliantly written. It's about two teenage girls that accidentally become bounty hunters along with Kadeem Hardison. It's really, really well written. And it's made by Jenji Cohen, who did, like, you know, Weeds and Orange is the New Black and stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah.
And then the third thing is just I've been hardcore nerding out on 21 Pilots lately. Their music is fantastic, and apparently there's this huge, like, you know, lore that goes along with each of their albums. It's all about fighting depression and insecurity and anxiety and, you know, the hope that you get from other people and stuff. It's real, and it goes with just amazing music. So that's what I've been thinking of.
All right, cool. That sounds like a lot of stuff. Good. Someone's going to beat me. That's great, because I had a lot of stuff to talk about, too. But before we get to me, we got one more on the cast. It is The Child. The one, Cats. How you doing, sir?
How's it going, guys? I'm doing pretty good. Had a long Labor Day weekend like everybody else, obviously. Busy week. Pretty much geeking on. I've been watching, continuing watching my Arrow binge, and I snuck in a couple episodes of Raised by Wolves on HBO Max, which is pretty good by Ridley Scott. So I highly do recommend checking it out.
It is worth watching then, because we were all a little confused.
So, but Ridley Scott is Ridley Scott. So, and then other than that, my comic book of the week will be We Only Find Them When They're Dead, number one. I highly recommend checking it out. Really big. So, but that's pretty much it, guys. That's what I've been doing this week.
Do you recommend it because it's really big?
No, not really big. It's sci-fi based by Al Ewing and Simon DeMead. Pretty much, without giving out too many spoilers, it's pretty much a ship, and they are looking for gods, and they harvest the resources off these dead gods. And pretty much one of the captain himself, not, you know, without giving out too much information, is looking for a live one, and we'll continue that from later on.
Nice. See, I thought you said big because like it was big because I'm getting older and I need to start probably wearing reading glasses soon. So I was like, hey, one for me. Yay.
These gods are pretty big. So
awesome. Well,
it's like the jitterbug phones for old people with
no,
the giant numbers.
No, I am not going jitterbug. Shut your mouth, dude. Jitterbug. Shut your mouth. Punk ass. All right. So it's been a good couple weeks for me. You know, had a little bit of a break and everything, and then Labor Day weekend, good times. I actually have been geeking out on three things myself this weekend or this week. First thing is I finally started getting to play Avengers on PS4, and I did a little bit of the beta, not a lot because unfortunately every time I got on the beta was closed. But I did start playing the actual gameplay itself, and probably this weekend I might actually jump on and you know, cast some of it. Really good game so far. I'm digging it. It's got a good storyline. The characters, they did a lot of good cleanup on there, man. How I was always complaining about how Captain America looked like he was fat. Well, they fixed that up a little bit, and Hulk looks solid. You know, everybody looks pretty good. So I'm pleasantly surprised with the fact they did a good cleanup on that. And then I binged two things, both Netflix. The first thing I binged was Cobra Kai Season 2. And if you haven't gotten through it yet, holy crap, man, that is
so
crazy.
Good.
Yes.
So good.
That last episode itself, man, was just insane. So I'm very stoked about that. And then here is a series I'm recommending you guys check it out. I don't know if I can't remember if we talked about it, or maybe we did one of those episodes where Mess gave us the name of what it is and we had to come up with it. But on Netflix, Hilary Swank has a series. It's a 9-episode series called Away. And it's about the first mission to Mars. And it's got a great cast. I can't, a lot of unknowns. There's one other guy that her husband is the one. I can't think of his name right now off the top of my head. And I can't remember what movies I've seen him in, but I've seen him in other stuff. But other than that, a lot of the other people are people I haven't seen or haven't noticed at all. So it's a really like good mix of unknowns to me. Great story. Does a lot of mixing between planet Earth and Mars or the mission 2. So you should definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. They're about 45-minute episodes. I was able to get through it on Sunday when there was no customers coming to my store. Sad. But yeah, definitely check it out. Away. I'm not sure if they're doing a second season yet. I hope they will. But it was awesome. So that was my geek out. So there you go. Everyone's caught up. Now let's see what's going on in the chat room really quick. We've got, first of all, HJZ is in there. What's up? How you doing? It's nice to see Cannon Fodder in there, man. Good to see you. Yep, it looks like Bon Johnny watched Cobra Kai. Good. So we got some stuff there. I'm not seeing any geek out stuff, guys. So you got to throw it in there really quick. Oh, and look at that, man. Masonic Vader subscribed for 32 months. Wow, that's impressive. That guy's awesome. We should keep him. Awesome. All right. So there you go. So the chat room's got some stuff going on. They're actually talking about the boys and stuff like that. So there's some other stuff going on. So awesome. Like I said, we got a great show. Let's get moving forward. The first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to get into some reviews. We had three trailers that dropped this week, and so we're going to jump into In a World.
In a city, in a town, in a world, they thought they had it all figured out. But there was one thing they didn't plan on.
We had three trailers that dropped this week, and I was pretty impressed with all three of them. We're gonna start with Numero Uno, the big dog, the one I think a lot of people have been waiting for to see how it works. We're jumping in on Dune. All right,
yeah, buddy.
My first impression is it's amazing. The visual effects are stunning. I was very apprehensive to see it because I like the old movie. I haven't seen it for a while, but but everything about it, I remember about it and everything is just, it was also very visually stimulating for the time in the 80s, mid 80s, 84, 85. It was just a great movie. So I was very concerned at the fact that they might butcher it. No concerns after that trailer. No,
it looks amazing. I'm feeling the way, but it looks like he nailed it. Have any of you guys actually read the book?
Very, very long time ago.
I have never read the book. I've only watched the movie once. And actually, I'm not going to lie, and that was when I was a kid. I barely watched it. Wasn't really on. So I can't really say I watched it, but I did. I started watching it again today. But no, this trailer, it has me pumped for something that I never really was like all excited for. But just watching this trailer has me set for this movie.
Now, has anybody seen the sci-fi version? The Sci-Fi Channel version.
No.
Nope. I'm good.
I just saw the one with Sting and Patrick Stewart, so I was like, "Hey, good to go."
the original movie. It's definitely like I feel you on that, Bearded Master. It's a sci-fi space movie, and it was during a time when Star Wars was just the shiznit, and everybody was jumping on board. And then you go to watch that movie as a kid and you're bored out of your damn mind because it's not a movie I think that's geared for your 10, 12, 15-year-old. I mean, even
Not even that. Like, yeah. By the time that I was the age of, you know what, this probably something I should like be able to comprehend and watch. By that time, the movie had already been out 15, 16 years. And I, mid-90s, the movie came out 3 years before I was born. So, by the time I came around for me to watch it, it was like, it's not, I'm watching Space Jam instead. Like,
yeah. That's
what I'm going to watch.
Hell yeah.
So,
I gotcha. Cats, what'd you think about it? You had mentioned seeing the sci-fi. What'd you think about it?
Yeah, the trailer looks awesome. Like, I don't remember the sci-fi as much. I didn't remember watching it when I was younger, but the old original, back in the days, it was pretty awesome seeing the comparison when somebody did a comparison of each scene, the scene on the trailer. The music alone was what, Pink Floyd Brain Damage. It's a great music they use for the background for the trailer. So it was really interesting hearing that type of music.
Is that what that was? I kept on trying to figure out what that freaking song was. I was like, I know this song. What is it?
Well, that's what it was. They are really going to hit a home run with this. They're building a foundation like Lord of the Rings or something like that. And they're going to, obviously this movie is going to be two films just for the first one. And I believe the cast is signed on to do it more. So,
okay. But I'm going to need them to skip the second book. Children of Dune is freaking painful to try to get through. It is boring as hell. So as long as they can skip that second book to keep going, Jason Momoa steals that friggin' trailer for me.
At least now we understand why he shaved off the beard.
Yeah. Did you notice the part where he ran up like with his body low and his arms out, like that meme where he's coming up behind Henry Cavill at the on some red carpet?
Oh, yeah.
He's doing the move.
So in the chat room, some good chats about it. Mess is in there kind of helping stimulate that chat room there. Thank you very much, sir. But he had mentioned that his wife saw the sandworm, which I agree. The minute I saw that sandworm, I was like, holy shit, that is incredible. They did a good job with that.
Perfect sandworm. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. And I love that I keep on seeing the joke link around Facebook where it says, You know, Christian Bale gained 450,000 pounds to play the Sandworm in Dune.
Yeah, yeah. HG reminded me that the film anniversary from the original was 12/14/84. So I was there on the year. See, yeah, I'm not good on the exact dates, but 84, damn, you know. Yeah, we don't need no moisture farming. We don't need no spice control. Nice. Thank you, Mess. We appreciate that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I love I like the fact that they didn't get too deep into it. They did enough, but what they did do, like when they brought out Zendaya and her eyes were the blue color, that right there got me right there, because that's one of the things I do remember about the first movie is the ability to make those eyes that really crazy, like, holy crap,
vibrant,
that's awesome blue.
Yeah. And I also really like the way that the special effects look on their personal body shields. It gave it a really cool, interesting, kind of unique-looking fighting style. I just remember from the 1984 movie where the body shields were like, you know, 1984-level graphics, and these are better.
Did you, Bearded Master, did you see Dave Bautista's character?
I did. And one, I'm really on board with the fact that we have Momoa in there. And, we just started watching Game of Thrones again last night, so seeing Momoa in anything he does is fantastic. But then Bautista came out in his gear and his costume. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Sign me up. Doesn't matter what it is. You put Dave in something, and I'm watching.
And it's crazy, too, because he doesn't have to get a haircut. Same hair. And all they did is they went straight Darth Vader removing his helmet, Revenge of the Jedi, pale white. That was awesome. Yeah, they did it. I saw that. I was like, oh, I'm sold. Dave Bautista, Jason Momoa fighting. Done. I want to see that. Want to see that. Is there anything you guys would be concerned about with the movie?
I really haven't seen anything from Timothy Chalamet. Everybody's saying how great he is, but I've never seen him in anything. So, I mean, he's the main character, so it should be interesting to see how good he is.
I'm going into this with a clean slate, no background to go off of, no expectation. So I'm hoping that it comes out where I just really like this movie just because I came in there with no anticipation, thoughts, or anything like that going into it.
Good call. Yeah.
Just for me, delayed. It's going to be delayed again. That's what the only thing I worry about.
Well, everything's going to get delayed. I was going to throw Wonder Woman in there, but enough said on that. You know, that's the world we're living in right now.
Exactly. Then we're going to talk about the trailer, but that's my exact thoughts on trailers itself. Trailers itself is just to the point where I'm done. I'm done with trailers. Just give me some movies.
Yes. All right. Next, let's move on to the next one. One of the oldest film franchises is got their next installment coming in. The next Bond movie. What's the title again? I forgot to write it down. Is it
No Time to Die?
No Time to Die. Thank you. No Time to Die. Now we've seen they had a trailer before, and then now this is an updated one. I see. What's your thoughts on the updated trailer? Too much?
No, it's great. It's showing that we're gonna have classic Bond style action set pieces and chases. It's got gorgeous women. Clearly, Bond gets laid all the time. I actually just rewatched all four of the Daniel Craig version, you know, Bond's movies. And you can definitely see that he has gotten older in this trailer.
Damn.
Yes, age is wine, right?
You know, stop giving us trailers. Just give us the dang movie. That's all I want. Just give us the movie. And cool. Since we're talking Bond, we got to give an RIP to Diana Rigg. She was Bond's wife.
Yeah.
She was the only Mrs. Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So. Yeah, got to give that out there to her as well.
Good call. Let's see, Cats. How'd you feel about the Bond trailer?
It's a typical James Bond movie. Daniel Craig, like I said, I have to agree. He's not my favorite James Bond either. But you know, it's kind of cool seeing him from Casino Royale when he was more rough and rugged to more persona. You know, throughout the movies, that's just my personal opinion. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good swan song for my hope personally, and then hopefully they decide what they're going to do next with James Bond. So it's going to be good. Everyone's going to see it. So I'm going to be one of them to go see it because I've seen every James Bond movie. So why not?
Yeah. Okay. We're back on, by the way. Okay. I'm, you know, now what I'm excited about is I'm excited to see Rami's bad guy. I have ever since Queen, like I've never seen Mr. Robot. I haven't seen much of his acting chops. I just saw him in Queen, and Queen, and that by itself, man, it just blew me away. So now I'm excited to see him play a villain in a Bond movie. I'm excited. I just can't wait to see that. And I'm glad that they didn't give too much info about it. I'm glad they're letting it kind of settle and let us experience it. Because that's the one downside I've always said about Bond movies in the past, especially with the Daniel Craig run, is they try sometimes the trailers give a little too much on the villains, and I don't want to see anything about the villain. I want to watch the movie and just have my jaw drop by the villain itself. You know, that's what I want to see. So it looks great. I'm excited.
I mean, they kind of did that with Javier Bardem, where he like pulls out his, you know, facial appliance and his whole face.
Literally his jaw dropped. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm kind of bummed because, to be perfectly frank, I know Daniel Craig is not on the top list of Bonds, but I do like his style of Bond. I do like it's more grittier. It's more realistic to date kind of thing.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, I you know, compared to all the other Bonds before, he is definitely not in. It's like he's like the black sheep of the Bond line. But I do like his gritty Bonds. I like the movies and everything. So I'm definitely going to see his last one because I want to see it go out with a bang. Yeah. So
he is my favorite Bond, and I don't know if it's just because, you know, it's like you were saying, more of the rugged, realistic style of, you know, filming and action, but or if it's just that the old ones were so stylized. But Craig is my favorite, with the possible exception of Brosnan and GoldenEye.
Yeah, Bronze is mine. My dad's was Sean Connery. So, all right, we got one more. We got one more trailer. We got Discovery, Star Trek Discovery. When was the last season? Was it 2 years ago, 2.5 years, 3 years ago? I can't remember.
Wasn't it last year?
Last year. It was last year.
Was it last year?
It was last year.
I mean, I know 2020 is long, but it's not that long.
Dude,
2020 has been roughly 35 years long. So
2020 has been a donkey punch, dude. It sucks. All right. So it just seems like forever. But yeah, they came out with the Star Trek Discovery season 3 trailer. I actually got to check that out this morning. Bearded Master, you look like you're ready to say something. Go right to it.
Well, no, it was just, you know, in the opening, they mentioned a time that they appear, and that's basically when 2020 ends. So that's how far ahead. So basically, Discovery is supposed to be set in the future, when in reality, it's set in the present by the time we get out of here.
Yeah, just everything is on fire. Everything sucks.
You know? I'm going to be honest. I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan. Not one bit. I watched the newest movies. I watched the older movies from time to time, the Patrick Stewart ones. I tuned in from time to time. I think the last like Star Trek show I actually watched episodes consistently of was Enterprise, or whatever it was with whatever.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah. So, and to be honest, I'm not really thrilled. I'm not excited about this one. That's probably not something I'm going to tune into. And for me, it's kind of been like this since day one. She's just not someone I want to watch. And every time, even this trailer, I still see segments of Sasha in Walking Dead. And for me, she was not one of my favorite characters and actresses in that show for what she did and portrayed. Doing anything for me. And so seeing her as a lead in the show, I still see that character in her, and it just doesn't do anything to draw me in to watch this show every week.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hard disagree for me. I love Sonequa Martin Green, and I like the way that Discovery has been exploring Star Trek in a different way. It's much more cinematic and in depth. And especially with the trailer for this new season, it looks like they're doing sort of a rebuilding of the entire, you know, universe that they live in a fun way that we never really got to see with any of the other iterations. I'm looking for it. Personally, I like it a lot.
Cats?
Like I say, you can only do so much in the timeline they're in because it's right between, I'll be right before Enterprise, you know, in between the, you know, Enterprise and then when actual Captain Kirk Enterprise takes over. So the only way you can do that is go in the future and then just do your own storyline pretty much that way. The first season was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was a little bit different with the man in the mirror kind of universe style play. And then the second season was something a little more different. This season, it'll be interesting to see something in the future. We'll probably see some characters we've seen before, like alien races. So it has potential. Like I said, I think it's doing better than the Abrams style Star Trek, that's for sure. So.
Oh, whoa.
There's a hell of a lot less lens flare.
Wow. I don't know. I thought the JJ Star Trek was not that bad, but you know, I saw the first two seasons of it. I was pleasantly surprised. So in my household, I was the Star Wars nerd. My dad was a Star Trek guy, and so was my mom and everything. But it's not like I never watched the Star Treks. I enjoy watching the movies, the original movies with Shatner, and then I like watching the Picard movies. I really thought First Contact was probably one of my favorite of the Next Generations, just because it showed that whole beginning steps of how we got into space and everything. I really dug the J.J. Abrams one because I thought it was a great spinoff, or not a spinoff, but a new tell of it. They casted really well with it. Discovery is to me a unique series because they're tickling with some of the original as far as using Pike and everything. But then they've been able to break off of that super hard and really try to get himself to set themselves up for their own series. And apparently in this trailer, they made a hard left turn. The whole world did, the whole universe did. So I like, it looked pretty good. I have a feeling though, and this is just me looking at the trailer and everything, I think it's going to be a letdown season. I don't know why. I just watched the trailer. I remember seeing the last two seasons. To me, I don't think it's going to capture what we want out of it. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but I don't know. That's my thoughts. Star Trek could boldly go wherever the heck it's going to go, but I don't know if this one's going to make it past season four. Just saying, I don't know. That's my thoughts. Let's see what the chat room says. So, first of all, welcome to Belly, Belly Z3T. Also, Polyfuse joined us. Thank you guys for getting through all this, our technical difficulties. We got Jarvis working on it in the background. And you know, some people are talking about, let's see, season one. Yeah. So HJ said season one starts slow. Season two hit warp speed greatness. Let's see here. There is talks of, Taco Free Zone, sausage. Well, yeah, okay. Now I see where that went. Damn it! All right, pumpkin spice. All right, good times. Yeah, this day you're missing it. If you guys are not watching this damn thing live, you're missing the chat room. Just got me. They got me. So doing good. Thank you guys for pulling that one off. All right, let's get into the main stuff. The nerd news. Man, we got some stuff that I think these are going to be quick topics, but at the same time, there's some pretty interesting things we're going to talk about tonight. I decided to do a little mix up of stuff tonight. Now, there was some stuff we could have talked about, but these just seem like a nice mix of things. We're going to start off the big news that unfortunately we'll have Mrs. Malice is already crying. Season 11 of The Walking Dead is coming around the corner. And it will be the final season of The Walking Dead. No more Walking Dead after season 11.
Kind of.
Well, okay. Get into it, IC. What do you mean, kind of?
Because not only do they already have multiple other spin-off shows, there's going to be a Carol and Daryl spinoff run by Angela Kang. So it's basically just like the show's going to keep going, but...
Well, there's the movie too. There is the movie they're doing.
Yeah,
too.
Three movies.
Yeah, yeah, three movies. Well, I mean, I guess it's all things have to come to an end at one point. I mean, you can't be The Simpsons or Saturday Night Live, you know what I'm saying, or Monday Night Raw. You things have to go, you know, some at one point or another. You can't go so many seasons, right? Bearded Master.
All right, so I am a strong Walking Dead advocate, fan, and follower. I love The Walking Dead. I watch it no matter what, through the downs, the highs, the peaks, the valleys. I can't believe I'm still watching this show. And damn well, that was a great episode. I'm excited. You know what? I loved that we have The Walking Dead. I'm sad that it's going to be ending. However, knowing that the way that the season 10 was supposed to end. There's only three arcs left after that. Like, The Walking Dead ended a year ago. The print is no longer being done, so they're going to run out of story eventually. They're in the final stretch. They're coming around that last turn. Like, the next season, they're going to be able to finish it off properly, not have to build their own story, not have to fill in gaps, not have to, you know,
Game of Thrones.
they're going to, I mean, here's the thing. Not only are we finally going to get season 10 episode finale, season finale next month, we're also going to get six more episodes for season 10. So not only did they delay season 10 finale, we're going to get six more episodes to go with that. So who knows what's going to go there. But then we get 22 episodes for season 11. It's going to go over 2 years.
24.
So, is it 24? There's, oh, yeah, 30 total. 30 total. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, I mean, that's a lot of storytelling that they can do with these last 3 to 4 arcs that are left. That I can't wait to see what happens. And, you know, as far as like the Fear of the Walking Dead, I've come around to the new one. It's going to be starting next month. I'm not excited for that one's Beyond the World or whatever it's called. It's not exciting to me. With the story of Daryl and Carol, I look forward to what they do with that, because that's been a story that everyone's wanted to see since day one. Which I think is going to be interesting, because they can do so much with that one. The fact that, spoiler alert, Daryl's not in the Walking Dead series. Another spoiler, Carol isn't that far into the series either. So basically, they're free writing what this series is going to be for them. So that's going to kind of be exciting for that. There's another Anthem series that's going to be coming out, the spinoff. That's going to go, every episode is going to be basically diving into a new character in the Walking Dead universe, whether it's a character that we know or a new character in the world of Walking Dead or what's going on during the pandemic. It's going to be interesting. So some of that stuff is going to be exciting. There's even rumors that they're going to do a Negan backtell story, which I think that would be fantastic. Put JDM on TV, and I'm
there. There is a novelization called The Rise of the Governor, I've read it, and it's pretty good.
Dude, that is fantastic. And they bring him back into to play that.
Yeah, sign me up. That would be interesting. Well, the problem there is that in that novelization, you can't actually see who is who. So the one character you're following the whole time that you think is going to turn into the governor is not. It's his like weakling little brother that becomes the governor.
It's going to be like last season of Gotham, where it's like, he's going to be Joker. He's not the Joker. He's the Joker.
Rise of the I can't remember.
Cats, you're quiet over there. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna admit I've only watched up to the season after Negan for Walking Dead, so I've gotten a little away from it, which I still need to continue watching. You know, The Walking Dead's a very good show. I remember binge watching the crap out of it when, you know, on Netflix. I watched every single episode. My kids would like jump in and watch. Oh, zombies! Oh my god! You know, it's 11 seasons for zombies. You know, it's surprising how long it lasts. You know, so, but.
Those are some remarkably undecomposable people.
Obviously, you know. But, you know, Rick and Carol are one of the more fan favorite characters, I believe, other than Rick, is that, if I remember correctly. So it's going to be nice to see what they do with those characters and go from there. My girlfriend she doesn't like The Walking Dead, but she likes to Fear the Walking Dead. She seemed like to relate better to that. I don't know what, but I enjoy it, but I actually like the original Walking Dead more. So, but we'll see how it goes and go from there. AMC's is going to make more money off it like they always do. So
I just one thing to add on that too, is like a lot of people have kind of fallen off after like season 7, season 8. Mm-hmm. And you know, after everything with the introduction of the Negan and all that going on, people kind of fell off. But the hard thing is like every show can't be a high the entire series. There's going to be some down moments. And so that's what one thing about The Walking Dead has been, is that they have broken up the episodes so that you get a build-up episode and then maybe even a couple of them, and then you get a big payoff. Season 9 was fantastic. And when Angela Kang took over, that she basically like brought life and revitalized this series. And since season 9, especially the second half of season 9, it's been nonstop pod. Like even all of season 10 was fantastic. I don't remember a down moment of that. And that's what, you know, people are, oh, this has been going on for so long and this is boring. It's done. It's overplayed. If you got through those slow moments, you know, you'd be able to enjoy it now. And it's one of those things where if you're not with them at their lowest, then there's no reason for you to be there at the highest.
Yeah. You know, I like
thanks, what, everyone.
What I like about it is the fact that they're going out on their own terms. And like you said, there's print that they could be able to base the series off of. I think that's the downside to what you mentioned, Game of Thrones. Like, Game of Thrones was great, and then the last two seasons just shat the bed because there was nothing to go off. They had to create it. So better to go out while you could still
– And you said we were going to talk George R. Martin.
Ah, well, he's only for a brief second. Yeah, but I'm glad that they're able to
feel my
go
blood
out.
Pressure rising.
No, we're spurning away. I'm glad they're going out on their own terms. And like you said, there's so much shit that's going to happen afterwards between movies and spinoffs. I mean, it's not like it's ever going to go away, period. I do have a recommendation. If anybody's watching a show that has any influence for it, one of those episodes when they're talking about where they're following somebody, so they'll do like a Negan or something like that, whatever. They should do one where it's just a zombie with a GoPro on his head. Dude, tell me you wouldn't watch an episode of a zombie just walking around with a GoPro on his head nonstop, just gnawing stuff away and chasing shit.
I do love when established series will do an episode that follows like a totally side character, and you just see the people that you normally watch doing random shit in the background. I love when that happens.
Yeah, I love Lion King 1.5. That was a fantastic movie from Timon and Pumbaa's eyes.
If you're going to do a GoPro on a zombie, how about just do it on Dawn of the Dead, the running zombies? That'd be freaky as hell. You know,
I could see zombies. It. I could see it now. He's a biker. He's got a GoPro on his head. He's mountain biking. He falls over. He gets zombie eyes and everything. He's not doing anything, so the GoPro freezes. And then, like, 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, he starts creaking around and he starts moving. The next thing you know, he's going around chasing animals, eating shit, and it ends with someone headshotting him on the GoPro. That's how I see it. That would be phenomenal.
Will the person he shoots on the GoPro be Nick Cage? Because Max
it would
just
totally be
about
Nick Cage.
And doesn't want George R. R. Martin to be Nick Cage on our show.
Nick Cage headshots him. Yeah, absolutely. I'm down with that. Do we get some response on that? Let's see here. I'm looking at our
does
chat.
Does he
room.
Headshot him or does he pull his face off?
Face off. So a lot of people in the chat room are kind of like in same agreeance. They're happy that they're going out on the same show.
I agree with Mest. I think a Negan Judith spinoff would be fantastic.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, I saw that on there.
Amazing.
Polyfuse says, a spoiler, by now the flies and maggots would have eaten up all the zombies. So there you go. Maybe that's an episode. Let's see here. Yeah.
Actually, the last episode is going to reveal that it's been 2020 the whole time.
Oh, shit. The time wow. The DeLorean comes back, they say, I told you, Marty, not 2020. Oh, man. Okay, moving on. It seems like some franchises will never die. They had an interview with a certain director and who had said that there are works for a new Alien movie. So the Alien franchise, which I thought was done. I mean, I think you could do well. You have three good movies with the original cast. You do a couple spin-offs, Alien versus Predator, good times. And then you try to reboot it with Michael Fassbender and Prometheus and can't think of the other movie off the top of my head.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah. And it seems like I think you did everything for it. I mean, hell, you even got in Spaceballs, for God's sake. Everything's right with the world. But no, Disney owns Alien. So guess what Disney's going to do? They're going to
milk it till it's dead.
Oh my God! They're gonna pull a milk it till it's dead. Oh yeah. What do you guys think? Do you need to see another Alien movie?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's Disney that's trying to keep this thing alive. Of course, they're gonna be ones that make it live. But this is Scott 100% wanting to keep this franchise going. And like, if you read the articles that they've talked about, it's literally him saying there's so much more that has yet to be told that can be told to explain things that have happened. To make this go and to make this a whole new universe than what was in Prometheus, that alone just says, okay, really, Scott just wants to make another movie.
Yeah,
he wants to keep his franchise going. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, what more? I mean, if you have so much more to tell, that means your movie's tell enough to begin with, well, I guess.
He says it's got so much more to tell, he means, well, you know, we can always do Alien versus Predator versus The House on Haunted Hill versus Little Shop of Horrors.
I mean, I must say, I like AVP. AVP was pretty good. I like that.
That was good. No, I liked it. Now throw Terminator in there.
The second one was not.
Yeah, I tied. That's why it's AVP, not AVP 2.
You know, I'm still hoping for Batman versus Superman versus Alien versus Predator, you know. But, oh, yeah. Sorry, that's DC. What's wrong?
Damn it. Yeah, I don't know if there's much left in that franchise, honestly.
Disney owns the rights to Aliens and Predators. Obviously, they have the comic book rights now for Alien versus Predator. The question of the day is, what is the source material going to be used from if they are going to make comics, which they are going to make comics. But the problem is, it's Disney, and Disney doesn't do rated R films. So,
well, they're going to have to learn.
Disney does do rated R films because they have other French studios underneath their banner.
Yeah, that's true.
Which we still haven't seen, though, yet. So,
fair enough.
Well, we did talk.
Oh, we're going to get Aliens and Predators in Phase 5.
Yes.
We did talk about this. Remember, we made a big when they first announced that Disney got it. We did talk about it. We did talk about, well, will they go with the franchise? What will they do with it? Well, I mean, Ridley Scott's putting his 2 cents in early, you know.
Well, and I'm going to make the same joke I made before in that previous episode, which is these are all Disney properties. So Alien versus Predator versus the Mighty Ducks. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Aliens going to take them down by knuckle puck time.
Hey, can you imagine the one of the electric parades, Main Street Electrical Parade, and all of a sudden aliens start popping off and killing off the characters? That'd be awesome.
I'm just saying, I'm going to get a real Planet Hulk, and then all of a sudden – and it comes out of his chest. I'm just saying. It happened.
Oh, gnarly. Yes.
I want animatronic facehuggers running along the streets.
Oh, Alien Queen. Oh my God.
Alien Queen's a princess now. Like I said, you know, we'll be taking pictures
nice.
Of
the Nice. All right.
Well, Alien Butter says Alien versus the mouse.
Alien. Nice.
Fassbender made that movie. You know, his character was playing Walter and David, just watch him play two different characters is crazy. But, you know, I was suspecting myself, like, okay, who made the aliens? And I'm kind of let down, like, oh, it's the damn android who made the damn aliens. You know, like, what's up with this, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that. But it was giving us the aliens. The Prometheus, while it was a good movie on its own, did not give us the aliens. Now we got the aliens finally. And now that you finally have the aliens, give us that third alien movie, which is going to be an alien movie tying us into what the whole rigmarole was about the planet and everything like that. So I don't know. I just had to chime in just to give my thing on that. You can get back to Vin Diesel now.
Yeah, because that's more important, damn it.
Vin Diesel versus aliens,
all
right?
All I know is if Vin Diesel's in space, he better have things done to his eyes so that he can't see in the light.
You got. Oh, man, really?
Or he can say, I am Groot.
Alien versus the Guardians of the Galaxy, Alien versus Riddick.
Black Adam's a great idea. Black Adam's just going to show up and he's
you know what? For them. Yeah, Ridley Scott was right. There is so much more story to tell.
Yeah, I think we're frozen again, too. Thanks for coming out of the woodworks. Now our live feed's all crazy right now. Thanks, bud.
Is it really?
Man. All right. So Michelle Rodriguez, let's get back to it. Fast and Furious 9 in space.
Here's the thing. Looking at her interview, it kind of gave the glimpse of, okay, she confirmed it. But she didn't – I mean, it also came off kind of like, oh, I'm going to play along with this because everyone keeps saying it and kind of throw you off scent. So who knows? I'm still going to watch the movie and wonder. I hope it's not true what's going on there. But then again, John Cena's in the movie. The cars are flying. Who the hell knows?
I didn't watch the video. I just read the text of the interview. And to me, it came off like she kind of accidentally revealed stuff, like Tom Holland Spider-Man kind of thing. Like, you guys weren't supposed to know that yet.
They asked her this question, and she kind of like played it off, like, "Oh, I over-exaggerated it all," and that's kind of what I took from, like, "Okay, is she playing them, or is she like actually like confirming it?"
I absolutely believe there's going to be at least a few cars in space.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's Tesla. Yeah, Tesla's going to send them up there.
Oh, that's how it's going to work. You know what's going to happen? They're going to be in a spaceship, and they're like, oh, my God, the spaceship's going to blow up. How are we going to get out? Oh, there's a Tesla floating around the Earth. Let's go use that bad boy and go back down the Earth. You know? Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
Lynn basically came out and said, how are we going to fund these explosive scenes?
I just wonder if they're going to do that together.
Was he Mission Impossible to Space?
Something like that. They say they remember we talked about it like two or three months ago. Tom Cruise is going to do a movie in the space station. Done.
Hey, this is Mess 5150. Letting you know that we had a lot of issues with this episode, a lot of technical glitches. Tried to get it finished, but it just didn't work out. So this is where it ends. But thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you're subscribing and dropping a review. And come back for more. We do have much better episodes where everything's not getting cut off at the end. And you can come join us on Twitch at twitch.tv/MaliceCorp every Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, live to be a part of the cast and see it when it's not breaking up so much. So once again, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for commenting. You keep nerding on, and we will see you soon.